This is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's April 24th, 2007. And here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released October 23rd, 2002. Nazarene, here's the next part of that important question.
Who's going to win the 2004 election, too?
Yeah, that's good. All good questions.
Yeah.
It is pretty hard to tell right now, Alora, who is going to win the election, because the Democratic field is so vast and there are so many possibilities. Till the primaries are over and the Democratic candidate is picked, it's going to be very, very hard to tell. We know for sure, however, that there is very little chance of Bush winning, because he will not accept the Kingdom of God's peace proposal of a separate homeland for the Palestinians outside of Israel. He still wants to give away Israeli land for peace, which the Kingdom of God will never accept. We will probably be putting our full efforts behind Bush in the election, but we do not think we will have the power to help him win again as we did last time. If Bush was to accept the Kingdom of God's peace proposal, to back the Kingdom of God's peace proposal, and really, really start to work for peace in the region and to end this age-old conflict, then there would be a very good chance of him winning the presidency again. But even if he wins all the wars, even if he wins all the conflicts, if he is still at war with the Kingdom of God when it comes time for the election, there is very, very little chance that he can win again, because he will be opposing the very power that put him into office in the first place. These are hard times, Laura. They are very, very hard times. We don't know what we're going to do sometimes. We really, really don't know.
I can't understand why people want to throw away their greatness. It is so, so sad they will not listen, Nazarene. We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. I am often asked, what do Mary Magdalene and I do for entertainment? Well, when we have an hour to spare, we love to watch Jimmy Kimmel Live on ABC. It is our favorite program. Their address is
www.jimmykimmellive.net.
Be sure to tell Jimmy you heard me speak of him here on Here's Jesus.
We're back. Nazarene, we won a surprising victory in 2004. Do you think there is any hope of defeating the Democrats in 2008? Can we really raise a Republican candidate that would have some hope of stopping them?
Alora, nothing is beyond the power of God. If we could win the battle in Ellsworth, if I could get on TV in Hollywood, if we could do just a few things and get our candidate to come forward and have her do what we want to do, she could blow every other Republican candidate away, become the leading force in the Republican Party in just a few months, in just 2 or 3 months. If she really got out there and started to work and started to fight for the things that people really want to fight for, she would have to speak up to her husband and say, hey, look, I love you, and I support a lot of your policies, but there are a few things that you are wrong in, and the people want something done in these things, and I have to do it. Nothing against you, but I have to do it. And if that would happen, Alora, we could win that election, and we could turn this country right around. We just need the right person, a person with the courage to do what has to be done, and not be afraid of the perverts.
Wouldn't we have to win in Iraq too, Nazarene?
That would help, Alora, but if the Democratic bungling leads us into a war with Iran, that would also be in our favor.
We'll be back again.